Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Gotta get the baby in here. Welcome back. So we're trying to get everybody in here. We've even got the Coast Guard music around here somewhere, folks. We'll try to play it later in the day. Welcome back. Happy 4th of July. We're celebrating our 20th consecutive 4th of July program on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Bob Dennisnight is our guest, our good friend, 17-year member of our Brain Trust. Bob, thank you for all the great years you've given us. Bob is the author of so many books, folks, but he also is the founder and the chairman of the Dennisnight Group. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find them online. And he's a global thinker, folks. He's got clients all over the world in corporate and government. Bob, thanks again for being here.
Jim, it's great to be on the show, and it's great to see you celebrating America's military. They're the best.
Oh yeah, well, there's no question about it. And you know, Bob, we talk about a lot of people talk about the younger generation. But that younger generation that some people, and I discuss them on the show. I discuss how they are in the workplace, and what we have to do to all work together and everything. And sometimes the millennials take a hit, but the millennials are also the volunteers of our military.
Yes, that's for sure.
Standing a post for you and me right now, and that doesn't get any more heroic than that.
No, that's for sure. And those people are in a cold situation over in Afghanistan and Syria and places like that, long way from home.
Well, I'll tell you something else that people probably don't think about as much as they should. They're standing a post in a dangerous place when there's no clear understanding about what we're doing over there.
And what do we do? When we win in Afghanistan, what do we win? It's a great question.
Well, you know, I remember during the Vietnam War, as a second lieutenant, I didn't want to be the person who was told, okay, we're all leaving, and for the rest of us to leave, you and your platoon have to hold that hill over there.
Jim,
I didn't want to be the one that had to turn to my men and say, we have to hold this hill so they can leave.
I knew you had power, Jim, as a second lieutenant. I was an E5. And when the second lieutenant said do it, I had to do it.
Well, but you know what I'm talking about. I worry about those men over there and women who are standing a post for us. And they got to be saying, are we accomplishing anything? And so, but they're still standing a post, and they volunteered for those posts. And on this Independence Day, Bob, we have to recognize the heroism of just showing up that they're demonstrating.
They're wonderful men and women, and thank God they're there. I heard an interesting thing, Jim, but we had a White House fellow over for dinner the other night, and he said that Maggie Thatcher called George Bush when Germany was, when the wall went down, and said, whatever you do, don't reunify Germany, because we had to fight them twice, and we lost the flower of British youth twice.
Huh.
We can't afford to do that.
Well, she was wrong, wasn't she?
Oh, she was dead wrong. I mean, thank God Germany was reunited. It's become a strong force, and it's a great bulwark against the Russians.
Right. Speaking of which, do you think Putin is more of a thug or more of an opportunist?
He's a clever, clever thug. He had one of my friends assassinated,
Really?
He'll take people out if he has to take them out. I think he's probably the wealthiest man in the world today, but his wealth isn't going to get him anything.
Yeah.
And at some point, he's going to go. And when he goes, the books and the papers and the pamphlets will reflect on who he is and what he's done.
Does it surprise you that a guy like Putin and a guy like Kim Jong-il or Un or whatever his name is, they haven't already been taken out?
I'm shocked that this guy in North Korea isn't taken out by his own people. They have to realize the risk that he's putting them at this point. I mean, it's not a strong country. It doesn't have technology. It's not a big country. It doesn't have much to export. Its economy is in the tank. this guy's driving into the ground.
He's also, you and others, I've asked you and others, people I consider to be global thinkers, where our biggest threats are, and you've all said that North Korea.
Yeah, that's it. That's the number one problem in the country, in the world today.
One of the biggest detriments to the future of America. Hey, Bob, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Happy Independence Day, Jim.
Happy Independence Day to you, sir, to you and your family.
Congratulations,
Bob Bernstein, ladies and gentlemen, our great American. And we always love hearing his perspective, his analysis on these things. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating the 4th of July with you. We've got another hour after this one. Hope you come back. We've got more to come, more history, and more perspective on America. Thank you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.